Next in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams, one thing we don't enjoy whatsoever doing, but we seem to be very talented in this department, and that's breaking bad news.
You know what? I think that I'm going to be one of the people that go around, like, what is it called? Being a server? You go around and serve people?
You've been served, yes.
Yes, you've been served. I think I'm going to do that since we're so good at breaking bad news.
Seriously, my man. Well, today we have Rachel on the phone. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you?
We're okay, honey. So tell us, who do you have to break the bad news to?
Well, you see, me and my husband, Todd, have been disagreeing about the present for our five-year-old daughter, or she's turning five next week.
Oh, nice.
And Todd, yeah, it's very sweet. We want to get her something, you know, that is very, like a nice gift. And Todd wanted to get her one of those Power Wheels.
Oh.
You know, like those big trucks, cars, whatnot,
that
the kids drive around in.
Yeah.
And I think it's absolutely too dangerous for a 5-year-old.
Mm.
I got you, girl. I'm a mom too, so I understand.
I was going to say, Krista, you just went through
I saw that Todd purchased one and he hid it in the garage.
Okay.
So I returned it and I want to break the bad news to him.
You're hilarious.
I returned it, and we're going to have a very long conversation.
Right. Okay, so your child is how old? Five?
She's turning five.
Yeah, she's turning five.
Would you get Gia a Power Wheel at the age of five, honey?
No, nor did she have one at the age of five. Now, you know, my daughter's eight, and she actually got a real, what do you call those?
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, an RV or whatever the heck you call it. If you had this conversation with him and you were not comfortable, this would really infuriate me, too, because this is, you know, the love of your child that you're trying to protect. And now it sounds like he went behind your back to get the kid anyway. How do you think he's going to respond to this?
I think he's going to be angry that I returned this without talking to him first. But the whole point was that he wasn't supposed to buy it.
Sure.
This is true.
Communication is key. Yeah. Communication is key. Although those Power Wheel Jeeps are like super fun.
I want one.
You know, yeah, there's an age for everything, but it's also a personal decision. And it's something definitely that the mom and dad have to make this decision together, even if you're together or you're not. All right, Rachel. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, although your husband, Todd, will not. And then we will jump in to help you get through this. So are you ready to break the bad news?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, babe.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm all right. Finishing up some work. What's up?
Work.
Sounds pissed. I just wanted to get in touch with you and break some bad news to you that I found the Power Wheel that you bought.
Found it.
Busted.
Oh, what?
And
what
I returned it because we discussed this. We agreed that we weren't going to buy this because it was too dangerous.
What?
So I returned it.
Yes, she did.
What? Oh. Rachel, come on. What?
No, don't pull that on me. You just thought.
No. I saved up. I was like,
oh my, he's pissed.
Come on.
Why are you asking like this right now?
You always do this. You always do this. You never let me do like stuff like, this is a cool present. How can you return it?
She is too young to be.
You didn't even call me yet. You didn't even talk to me yet.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't because we had a conversation about this, and then you went against me, and you bought it without asking.
What do you mean I went against you?
I think we need to.
It sounds like a mother and child.
I know, right?
Yeah, we'll jump in.
Hi, hey, what's going on?
Oh my gosh!
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Todd?
What's going on?
Hi, Todd.
Yeah. Hi. What's going on?
Hi, man. Well, we're trying to help out your wife break some bad news. I'm a friend of hers. My name is Krista. We've longtime friends. And then Shady.
What's going on, man?
We are from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And she said she had to break some bad news. And that's what you're on in front of thousands of people. Yes, indeed. She did return that amazing Power Wheel Jeep that you wanted to get your daughter and you saved up for. And there's probably none left at the store because these are very popular. So right. I can understand you're frustrated. But on the other hand, she said no. Don't buy it.
Yeah, man. So
don't buy it. So yeah,
I'm just pissed. I mean, I was gonna say,
yeah.
Like,
well, you were trying to be the cool dad, right?
I saved up so much for that, and it was gonna be such a badass thing for my daughter, little Julie, and now it's like
little Julie. What's her name?
So, out of curiosity. Did you happen to save the money that you got from it when you returned it, honey?
Well,
of course I did.
I mean, did you? You didn't just return. Did you get the full price back?
Right.
Yes, I got the full price back, and then I went and I bought a more appropriate gift.
Oh my gosh! Ooh, did you buy her a Barbie house?
Oh, here we go. What's a more appropriate gift?
Barbie house. I know it.
I think that having things that she can work with her hands, like building blocks.
Oh, that's sweet.
That sucks. Come on. Like if you have a Hot Wheels.
Oh my God, I love it. I love Hot Wheels.
Oh my goodness. Well, maybe, can you guys at least agree that how about on her 7th birthday she gets a Power Wheel? That gives it another, that gives you some time to save up a little bit more for that.
I know our kid. I don't think she's going to be stimulated with a bunch of building blocks and Legos. I think she wants... She's a free spirit. I want her to feel like, she has some power. And, like, having, like, these Power Wheels is, like, cool, you know?
You know what? Hey, so Todd, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hit you up with, like, a $100 gift card to Target.
Yeah.
I want you to go and take that and go buy whatever you feel like for your daughter. And just make sure it doesn't run on any gas or anything like that. But I can totally understand, though, that you really wanted to get her that. And you sound like a cool dad. But don't mess with your wife, because I can tell in this relationship, I'm sure she runs the house. I can just tell. So
how's that sound, man? $100 gift card?
I'm just worried if I buy something and she doesn't approve of it, she'll just return it.
Oh, my God. Well,
so
the
deal, honey, is that you can't return whatever he buys, okay?
No touching.
$100. He gets to buy whatever he wants. Is that cool?
Can you do that? She's not even answering.
Oh, my God. She's passed out.
It's safe, yeah.
Yes?
Okay, good.
Okay, cool. Woo! If it's safe, yes. Awesome.
All right, good. Yay!
This is a binding contract, by the way.
Yes, it's a binding contract on the radio. Exactly.